de Mou.
KI7 QMD Mobile, listening on 190.
Good morning, Rick. Are you on the new radio, Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf?
No, I won't end up putting that one in this car. I'll just stick with the one I got. But I spent about an hour with it last night. I got the 86 programmed in, and he picked up and talked to me for a bit, so I know it works. I'm probably going to go home and plug in my good computer and throw the software on that and just start building out a code plug for it tonight.
Okay, sir. Well, yeah, I heard you talking to Pete, and I would say you have the audio level set correctly, at least on the microphone you were using. I heard good reviews about the speaker mic that they have with that. But I did see that you got to kind of use the PC software to program stuff like APRS and all that kind of good stuff.
Yeah, once I got into it, the software and the programming is really similar to, I've got a Bofang Tech Handy Talkie, which is, it's basically an any-tone radio that's been rebranded. You know, they do that with a lot of them. And so it's really close to everything on the Handy Talk, except that the APRS is a little better and you know, a couple other things. It's a tri-band, so, which is kind of cool. I'm curious of playing around with that. And it's also got received air bands, so I'm kind of happy about it, but I want to get it all programmed and try it out a little bit. I gotta figure out how to build out a program that will make it easy for me when I'm traveling around the country.
Yes, I was trying to figure out why they're charging $100 more for the airband capability. I didn't really know the difference between the pro version and the one you've got. I don't know. Who knows? It seems kind of interesting. But anyhow, you sounded good there talking on 3.8, so good job.
Well, thank you. Appreciate the comments. I'm just getting into the traffic in Petoskey here, so I'm going to have to pay attention, but I know Mr. Coffee's looking for you, I'm sure. You have a wonderful day today. It's a pleasure talking to you, and maybe I'll chat with you a bit on the new radio this weekend once I get the programming done. KI7 QMD 73.
73 is Mr. Rick, and drive safe in the rain showers, which that's what I've got over here. Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf, with the radio on scan.
DMH Mobile, Manani.
And 8 MGO Mobile.
MGO Mobile, Michael, good morning. WN82, Larry here. Good morning to you, sir.
Well, good morning. As I say, how's the weather over that way?
Well, it seems kind of cold for so early, but had a little thunderstorm, or not thunderstorm, just some heavy rain, but real briefly I go through here earlier, but right now it's cloudy, sun's trying to poke through, and I'm just out walking my dog with my portable and heard you on the air, so how are you doing?
I'm doing good. Just left the Indian River, headed up the west side of Burt Lake, and headed to Sheboygan, so yeah, got sun now. When I drove down, it was raining pretty good, so nice and decent blue sky, but yeah, it's definitely a little nippy, a little too early for this.
Hey, Roger that. I'm thinking the same thing, too. See, you got a real great signal there, and hopefully I'm coming through all right. I'm on the Petoskey repeater, which is about, I don't know, 50 miles away. But even with my handheld, I seem to hit it pretty good. So I'd be curious to get a signal report. Back to you.
There's just a little static, but you're 100% copyable. So it's doing really good. You're holding the repeater well. Say when it's not staticky, it's full quieting, obviously. But yeah, sounds good from my end.
Okay, appreciate that, Michael. So all right, well I just heard you on the air. We're just doing a little walk here. I got the dog's loose, so I got to grab her a little bit. So you have a great weekend. Great to talk to you.
Sounds good. Glad it's good to be outside. So I haven't done much outside this year. Kind of been laid up. So only get out when I have to, and otherwise I'm just laying low. But alrighty, have yourself a great day. I'm going to head to Sheboygan and do some more work. Talk to you later. N8MJL Mobile.
Fine business, Michael. N8MGL from WNH273.
WNAQ, NAQ,
NAQ, NAQ, NAQ, DMH, good morning, great WNAQ here.
I'm great. From wonderful afternoon this morning.
Oh, I'm just getting about half of that, Drake. It sounds like maybe you're on DMR. I don't have my DMR radio with me, so a repeater's sending it over analog, but you're kind of coming in and out, so I didn't catch most of that. Over.
I probably don't have this cell phone now. I'm using a hotspot.
Okay, roger that. Heard the hotspot, but that's about all I got that time. Are you hotspot in the car or at your base somewhere? All right, I didn't copy anything there, Drake. I'll be standing by here on my walk by WNAQ.
N8MJL. Hey, I got a quick question for you. What's the tone for the levering repeater?
Michael, this is Larry. I don't know if that was for me or for Drake. I'm sure Drake knows it off the top of his head. I'll have to look when I get back home, and I'll try and I'll give you a call and let you know.
Yeah, I know he's the one who set it up. That's why I figured I'd get out there and ask him. So, alrighty. I'll be monitoring N8MGL. N8MJO. Yep, I'm copying you. A little crackle, but I can 100% copy you.
Awesome. Thank you, Michael. Yeah, I'm actually heading to you. I'm probably 10, 12 miles south of it. So since I got to kind of higher up, it's having a lot better range.
Sounds good. Didn't quite copy that time. I blew my knee out this spring, and two surgeons later, I finally got somebody that's willing to work on me. So Monday I go in, they're going to go clean up my meniscus and check out my ACL. So I'll be hobbling around with crutches starting Monday for about a week.
What else can you get into from up there? Yeah, you're not making it. I didn't see you key up, but I didn't hear anything. I don't know if you heard me or not. I wonder what else you get into from up there.
Alright, I switched back over to my hotspot. Is it working? Yeah, there it goes. On our way back from Menominee. Did 7500E upgrade and found that new firmware is a mess. So we don't know if we're going to continue upgrading or not.
Well, you couldn't bring up anything else from up there where you were at?
Not really, really. Anyway, well, the upgrade often will brick the AUX/IO box, the CM3000, and we also discovered it will cause your encryption to stop working. Sometimes. So it's been a fun time.
It sounds like that. It sounds like you don't have very good cell coverage either. So, I don't know if you ever put the PMR radio in there or not, but you're over there a little bit.
No, back over to the one.
Yeah, well, 3-1 quite a bit lower than the 1-1, so.
I also think the power in the way direction for 3-1, because when you go south, they stay about equal. You get south Indian River, you tee up a 1-1, the 3-1, they're exactly the same. So I think it's just because the power's in the way of this direction.
Yeah. One of these days, maybe we'll get confirmation on what antenna for sure found. So it's not on the top one or the next one down, supposed to be on the third one down. Oh, well.
Well, judging by the fact they're about equal to the south, they're either the first or the second one down. I'd wager to guess it's probably the second one down.
I think it's actually the third one. 1-1's on the first one, and then the second one I think is open, and then I think the 3-1's on the third one.
All right, let me give it another try real quick here. Yeah, that's a no-go.
N8MJL, got a question for you, Drake.
Go for it.
What's the tone for the levering repeater?
151.4.
You don't have a tone going out, do you?
It should.
That's strange, because I was scanning it, trying to find the tone, and got nothing.
Thanks a lot. I'm pretty sure it's putting out a tone. Oh, you know, at least last time I was there and I checked it on my phone, I don't use TL to code on my mobile sometimes.
Oh, not a problem. When I get home, I'll check it. Thanks, N8MJL, clear.
Sounds good. N8MJL mobile. And, Jeff, I think I was able to just barely tee it up from right here. And, I'm now viewing, able to see the water, so.
All right, I linked it back in. See if you can hear it. I wasn't watching the boater, so if I would have been watching the boater, I might have been able to see it keyed up.
Yeah, I just tried to go in on it, and it didn't hear me because it was a little bit more.
And I'll drop it back off. KBSWR.
Yeah, every once in a while it breaks the swell, but that's it.
Well, you know, height makes right.
Yeah, you'll have that.
Have to look for a higher site, I guess.
Now I'm trying 1.9. How is it on 1.9?
You were on 1.9? That sounded all right.
Yeah, I can't hear 1.9 all that great. So I'm listening on 1.1 and transmitting on 1.9. Well, that's cool. Mile from the Nobbin Way rest here.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Kind of a little disappointed in the 3-1 coverage then if you can't even hear it.
My guess is it's on south leg, southeast leg. And that's why.
I got you. Yeah, for some reason I was thinking we were on the west leg, but oh well.
I mean, it cranks to the south. I'm able to hear it south of Charlevoix, so I'd say that's pretty good, especially with the hills.
Yeah, you'd think being stuck out there 6 foot on a standoff, the tower would be not an issue.
You know, actually, when we ran split antennas on the 1-1, I guessed about the same thing. I figured that would be the case, but it's not, because we used to receive on the very bit on the west, the next one. You could definitely tell there was shadowing.
Yeah, it's got a pretty big face on that tower, so. Oh, well, I hate the scene, but it is what it is.
I'm just starting to hear it now. It's not great, but it's there.
Link linking it back in, so I was on the wrong screen, so I wasn't watching the voter. But I heard you say 1-3-1. Yeah, we're showing full scale, but it said 145 on the meter, so. Gotcha, and a half the signal strength. Well, I guess at least you're hearing it, right? Kinda.
Yeah, I switched back to 1-1. 1-1's about half to three-quarter scale. It's fluttering between there, and 3-1's about a quarter to half.
Gotcha. Well, at least it's working, I guess. It's there. It's doing something.
Yeah, let me check the UHF real quick.
Sure.
Yeah, that's a negative. And I can't hear it yet.
You got in there for DMR.
Yeah, I think the terrain is kind of funky with some of that stuff there, too. W2PUT.
Yeah, you'll have that up here.
Shortages.
Yeah, because the 531, like at my place over in Hammond Bay, I can't hear it at all. It's gone right about the Sheboygan Presque County line.
Yeah, that's about where 1-1 disappears too.
Yeah, same thing for the UHF there as well. It's got to be terrain. I tried looking on Google Maps. It's tough to tell. You know, I had the terrain overlay on there, and it doesn't give you enough of an understanding. But yeah, it looks like there's stuff in the way there.
Yeah, still no UHF yet. I'm still not picking up either of the UHF. Yeah, DMR and either of the levering ones.
Yep, with you there, Drake. I didn't hear you said.
I'm just saying that I'm not hearing levering UHF analog or either of the MI5s yet.
Gotcha.
I am starting to hear the APRF, though.
Wow. Well, maybe it might have made Petoskey across the water, but on DMR. I don't know what the orientation of that antenna is either.
I think it's on the east leg? I don't remember.
I wasn't watching. 51 on a scale.
Yeah, both of them are about equal now, which is kind of interesting.
Heading for the yard.
Did you copy me over there on 3-1?
Yeah, I did. Just trying to jump screens here to connect them back together. I think you were like 148.
That's right. I'm coming up the hill into Epithet, and everything just came right up.
Hey, you're 234 on the numbers, but the graph bounced over to full scale, so just relative, I guess.
It looks like I'm able to see the UHF now at levering.
Keep it up, WR.
Any
DMH? KBSWR. Oh, there it is. Any DMH, KBSWR. Stay white, too.
All I got for DMR is a portable.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not able to key up levering yet on DMR. I'm hearing it on my analog radio, though.
What is TJ doing on Tim Connie?
As long as it's
processing. Nah, hold on. Neg 115 and you got Neg 117, you got 23.7 loss of rate loss, so you're not making it.
All right, thanks, Jeff. As we're making, I'm trying to get the JDR machine up here and copy time.
Couldn't copy. I'm going to drop the link again. Got it linked over to Northern Hub there. Keep it SW. Better that time, 55 and 65. Well, there you go. I guess you're up north today.
Well, looks like the spot where you can get into either of them okay is when you right when you come up the hill in the epithet.
Yeah, what are you running? Are you talking on VHF? What are you running? You got a mobile there on VHF or what?
I got a dual band mobile.
Gotcha.
Yeah, once I find a remote mount 8550, I'll put that in here. But so far, haven't found one.
Well, how come you don't have work by you on the work vehicle, right?
Well, the issue is that I have our work vehicles up here are our frequencies are VHF. Downstate's where they're UHF, so I gotta find a UHF one. They don't have a whole lot of those to spare.
Well, there you go. One of them things, I guess.
Yep. I think that performance isn't too bad. I mean, the only advantage the 1-1's got is that it's on the top of the tower, but it's not shadowed by anything. But it's lower gain, because it's only a 2-bay. Yours does really good to the south. Imagine it would probably do pretty good over towards the island.
Yep. Oh, well.
And it looks like I've got a quick service call and St. Ignace now. Oh, boy.
Oh, there you go.
Trying to decide if I want to eat before the service call or after. I'm not sure. But service call is about a tone remote being staticky. All I can do is check to make sure that the connections are good. And I know it's not an antenna problem because you can key that repeater without an antenna hooked up to the mobiles or their portables because it's so close.
I'm sure you'll figure it out.
Yeah. I noticed that the 4-bay that was on the bridge on the tower is gone. There's a little fiberglass stick on the opposite side now.
Yeah, that antenna got broke off in the ice storm. And he was waiting for the replacement, so he stuck that up there and then wait till after the bridge walk. So he'll be going up there soon to replace that.
I figured as much. And surprised me a whole lot.
Yep, one of them things.
Yep. I gotta get a Shari note. So I can, I'm traveling outside of system range, I can still connect because doing it over DMR is kind of annoying.
Right. Well, at least it works, I guess. Mostly.
Well, let me see. Oh, yeah. It's working. Got quite the wind coming off the lake here on the US-2.
It was supposed to pick up all day. I think there's a wind advisory for this evening. It's supposed to blow pretty hard.
Oh boy. Sounds wonderful. Not quite yet able to see the bridge. Because there's an island in the way.
Well, how dare they put an island right in the way like that?
Yeah, maybe they should get rid of it so that 3-1 works better.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, they're both full scale now.
Cool.
Yeah, and same with UHF levering.
Well, analog's not going to work as good as DMR there because of being lower on the on a lower antenna, but...
Actually, they're both at the same height. The DMR is receiving and transmitting on one antenna that's on the opposite side, and then the transmit for the analog is on the is right next to it. They're both at the same height.
Thinking the analog transmitter was on the next stick down.
No, we didn't even. There's not even jumpers hooked up to those feed lines.
Well, then.
There's a lot of sand all over the road. Let's get an idea of the wind here.
I heard they had snow in the UP yesterday somewhere.
Yeah, they had it over in Houghton. We were at the NRCC and they had a camera pointed at the bridge. And it was snowing. And I'm getting a phone call. I'll be back. Thank you, Edge.
Good SWR.
All right, we're back. Thank you, Edge. Hey, DLH. Mobile, Mackinac City. ATOH, mobile.
Can you see it?
Yeah, I can tell that's you, Toby, but you're dropping out real bad. Mobile 7-4.
Hello, Drake. Sounds like you've been running around as much today as I have. Heard you pretty early on. I think you were on digital and it wasn't really working out too well. What's going on now? WRPM.
Well, we started this morning in Menominee, or actually Marinette. And now we're an hour and 45 from home.
I see. Well, I started out this morning and almost in Drummond. I was on Drummond yesterday. But, do you know anybody that runs an STM 400?
I had one. And I do know someone that runs one.
So, when you had yours, or I don't know if it's had past tense or have, did you have any issues with the external speaker jacks? Apparently that's a known problem. You need a stereo to mono adapter in order to get both bands without the second band being all fuzzy and distorted. Well, I went one. No.
Yes, I did. The way I got around that was I took the top off and wired my own speaker jack into the internal speaker wires. And that solved my problem because I didn't really want to buy a mono to stereo. I couldn't. You have to buy the ASU one because it goes, it's backwards. Like it takes a, you know, the two and a half millimeter audio jack from, you want to convert it to mono. Those are not very easy to come by.
Well, I bought a pair of them. They were 2 for $8 on Amazon, and I bought them. And they do nothing. They don't work at all. And I think it's because, you know, they're really liberal with the measurement. The 3.5 millimeter isn't really 3.5. It's thinner. And I don't think it makes contact with any of the wiper arms. So I had a temporary workaround that I used while I was traveling. It was, you know, a stack of adapters, one on top of the other. But it only works for the main band. It's just, I think I'm going to end up doing the thing is just going in there and grabbing the audio leads. I don't, that's not a programming cable too, is it? Is that why this is all jacked up?
No, that's not the programming jack. The packet port is, you've got to get the S20. That's what program, you can plug in the radio there to program it. But I don't know anybody that does that. I just use the micro SD card.
Right, exactly. And that's what I have as well. But what a pain, you know. Why is that jack stereo to begin with? Is it so you can have separate speakers for each band? Is that the goal?
The reason why is because they wanted you to buy their proprietary external speaker that actually had 2 speakers in 1 enclosure. Or you could get their breakout cable that splits it off to 2 different, you know, left and right, or 2 different speaker jacks, and you could have 2 separate speakers for your A and B band. They only did it on that radio ever, and every radio they've released since that one has 2 jacks on the back, and if you only plug into the A band, or I believe it's either the A band or the B band, I think it's the B, if you plug into the B band, it plays both A and B off of 1 jack. If you plug into the A band, it only plays the B band on the speaker, or the, I might have those backwards, but it plays only one of them out of your external speaker, and then the other one out of the internal, or you can have 2 speakers hooked up.
Yeah, ICOM does the same thing. ICOM does both out of 1. You know, both is out of A. And, you know, the A jack is A and B, and the B jack is just B. But what a pain. You know, what a pain. You know, I'll come up with a workaround. So, all right, what were you doing in Menominee?
MCC 7500E upgrade. Firmware upgrade and all that stuff, and it proved to be a fail and a success.
Well, it's better than 2 fails.
Yep. Did we make it work? Yes. Did we fail at the same time? Yes. What failed? The AUX/IO box bricked itself, then we had to unbrick it, and successfully broke the encryption.
I see. Well, I pretty much remember those days, so I get it. The more complex things get, you know, the more complex things get. So, I'm at next stop. I'll be back. Have fun traveling. Seems like you got a ways to go. I went back to the mono band speaker arrangement for the time being, because that way I have an external speaker that I can hear, but only 1 band at a time. So, you know what, morons. I'm kind of looking for a DMR radio to put in here instead of the Fusion. The Fusion's handy, but not handy enough, you know. It's too bad that Bridgecom or whoever that was didn't follow through with their, you know, veiled, dangled carrot about having all the modes available in one box. But I'm still holding my breath. All right, I'll be back in a few minutes. WHRPM.
Sounds good. We'll be moving along here on 68. Hey, UMH Mobile. Hey, GMH Mobile, Ensign.
All I could make out was your last three of your call sign. You were very staticky.
Doesn't surprise me.